It's a combination of video content, projection, light treatments, but also choreography, dancers, and an aerialist. So it's a really sort of immersive kind of presentation with the orchestra as the jewel centerpiece, with the video and lighting and choreographic elements happening all around the orchestra.
So have you seen the video content?
I have seen some of the video content, yes. Yeah. It's imagery which based on actual realistic footage, but has really wonderful treatments to it. So it'll create an environmental effect and really help to accentuate the music, but these are not literal video presentations. It's not so much a narrative film. There's two parts. So the film will be broken up into the presentation broken up into two parts, winter and spring, the two sections of the piece is how they've envisioned this coming together.
And can you give me an idea of the kind of images that we see?
I don't want to give away too much because I think part of the experience is people coming into the hall and being surprised. And they will be surprised even at just the arrangement of things they're going to see. The orchestra will be in its traditional configuration, but there will be projection surfaces that also move and transition during the course of the piece. So I think people will be surprised. And the imagery will be based on familiar and realistic images, but will have a natural images, but it's going to have a treatment and a look to it that will complement the choreography, the lighting, and the music.
Natural images, you mean landscapes or cityscapes?
People can expect all those kinds of things, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, it could be natural elements and pieces of nature.
Yeah. I mean, I understand you're not wanting to give it away, mm-hmm. but if you're too evasive...
No, I know.
It's
the balance between trying to set people up for knowing that they're going to come into the hall and see something completely different. And these artists' vision for how this is all going to fit together. This is not a black box theater. It's not even a proscenium theater where you would present. This is a concert hall where people sit all around the orchestra, almost 360 degrees in Verizon Hall. So even depending on where you're sitting in the hall, you're going to have a different kind of experience as far as how you see the choreography interacting with the imagery, because everybody's sight line is going to be slightly different. And it's just something very unique to Verizon Hall in this kind of presentation. So there will be large-scale video projections above the orchestra, which will transition and have a life to it. It will have some natural elements that reflect the inspiration of the piece and choreography that will be happening both below and up in front of the video projection images. And all of this accentuated by lighting in the hall that will keep the focus on the orchestra and on the dances and choreography as well.
So where exactly will the screen be? It'll be hanging above the orchestra?
Yes, yes. There's going to be multiple projection surfaces. So people shouldn't even expect to see just traditional movie screen, solid piece of material hanging above the orchestra in a static way, but instead projection surfaces that will be there to create a different kind of environment around the performance.
Because the usual video screen would count out the people sitting in the circle behind the
orchestra. Yes,
but that isn't going to happen here, I take it.
The material will have a level of transparency to it, so you'll see some of it from behind as well.
So people will be seated behind the orchestra.
Yes, okay. Yeah. And they're going to have a different kind of experience and a different kind of view of the presentation. I mean, when you sit in the conductor's circle traditionally anyway, you have a very different sort of view of the orchestra in the hall anyway. But as you move around this piece, you're going to have a different look and feel for how the presentation is.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.